Listen to Mrs. Wade speak from her heart to your need. Pause a moment and care. Just for Women is an unusual broadcast for women in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Yvonne Waite deals biblically with the many issues facing women today. The Bible tells the older women to speak the things which become sound doctrine, and teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the Word of God be not blasphemed. Listen now to Mrs. Waite speaking just for women.
Hi there, girls. This is Mrs. Waite again. Glad to have you here. We have a guest today, Diane Cosby, our daughter, and we're talking about friendship. I've just been impressed with Diane's friends, and I hardly know many of them. One time when I visited her, she had one of her friends came over. What was that? What was her name again?
Renette.
And Renette has a long-standing illness, and Diane often takes her. She did at least take her to the doctor and do all sorts of things with her. And I think she was a homeschool mother, wasn't she?
Yes, that's where we met.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know that she had a whole lot of Renettes in her life. A lot of people that she's been friendly with. I remember a friend of mine, Barbara H., and I wasn't especially attracted to her. She was she was older than I, but no one was befriending her. She was a very smart woman with a master's degree and all that, but there were things about her that at first blush you wouldn't think she was smart. She fell asleep in church a lot, and I think people thought when you fall asleep in church a lot, you're not very with it, but that's not true. You're just very busy sometimes. And this Barbara H. became a very dear friend of mine, and I didn't mean to have her be a real dear friend. And sometimes, I know when I was at Bible school, I'd want to be friends with certain people, and they didn't want to be friends with me. So you don't always get the friend you think you want. You get the friend the Lord gives you. Right, Diane?
That's right.
So I see this poem by Frances Havergal. Few have some hidden trial and could sympathize with thine. Do not take it as denial that you see no outward sign. Silence is no certain token that no secret grief is there. Sorrow which is never spoken is the heaviest load to bear. Seldom can the heart be lonely if it seeks the lonelier still. Self-forgetting, seeking only emptier cups of love to fill. Do not be a fruitless labor. Overcome this ill with good. Try to understand your neighbor, and you will be understood. I think that's sort of
dear. Very good, yeah.
She wrote Like a River Glorious and all those songs. Now, I want to talk about a couple scripture verses. How about Proverbs 17:17, Diane? Want to read that to us?
Sure, I'd be glad to. A friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity.
Now, what do you think that means?
In all things, if you're a true friend, you're going to still love that other person, and you're not going to be too busy or turn from them or reject them.
That's right. I remember a friend of ours. In fact, she used to work for my husband in the Bible for Today ministry. Then she moved to Utah, and while there, she had a big marriage failure. And I read in the paper that it was either her father or mother died, so I went to visit her at the funeral home, and she said, you came. I didn't think you'd come. I didn't tell you because I didn't think you'd approve of me anymore. And I said, no, Dorothy, you're my friend. So you probably have friends like that, too. Yes. So what about Proverbs 27:6? Wounds of a friend are faithful.
Yes, but kisses of an enemy are deceitful. And I have one friend who tells me the truth straight up, and sometimes it does wound, but I'm so thankful for her, because if you're really a true friend, you're going to be honest and straight up and tell it how it is.
And that reminds me of the verse in the scriptures, iron sharpeneth iron. Mm,
that's right.
Yes, you know, sometimes in the sharpening, feelings could be hurt unless you realize that is for the purpose of helping you and edifying you.
Right.
And so then, and while you're in Proverbs 27, look up verse 17.
All
So let's see, sharpeneth.
There it is. Iron sharpeneth iron.
Good.
So a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend.
That's good. And then Proverbs 27:9.
We have a lot of them, don't we?
Yes.
Ointment and perfume rejoice the heart. So doth the sweetness of a man's friend by hearty counsel.
Oh, isn't that a good one?
Yeah.
Why don't you talk about that?
Yes, I think that it is a sweetness like a perfume when you give good counsel. And when you need counsel, I don't know if you've ever been in a situation where you really don't know which way to turn. And you need a friend to counsel you. And sometimes you can't find someone, and sometimes you can. But
right. And sometimes the Lord will bring a stranger into your life.
Yes.
And help you, and then that stranger becomes a friend.
Exactly.
Or maybe you won't ever see that person again. But, yeah, sometimes our heart yearns to have someone understand us.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that no one really understands us like Jesus. Our husbands can't really understand us. But sometimes God does give a special friend. If you think of any illustrations in your life, you can always add them in. Now, did I give you Proverbs 27:6? Did I wound of friends are faithful?
Yes.
We did that one already. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we did them all. Did we do Proverbs 18:24?
Let me find that one.
That's a good one, because my husband often tells this to one of our sons.
A man that hath friends must show himself friendly. And there was a friend that sticketh closer than a brother.
And who is that friend that sticketh closer than a brother?
Well, that's the Lord Jesus.
Right, right. I remember when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane. I was going to say the Garden of Eden, but that's wrong. The Garden of Gethsemane, and Judas came with the band, you know, those big torches and everything, and came in, and he kissed him. And Jesus said, friend. And I always wondered how Judas felt, because he was a betraying friend.
Yes.
I have a couple notes here that I have a folder, and this folder says friends, and a lot of things in it about friends. And what I wanted to talk to you today about friends, because I told you last time how impressed I was with the friends that are calling Diane while she's here visiting us. And Margaret called you from someplace in New Jersey, and they talked about how beautiful New Jersey is at this time of the year. Remember?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, and I don't know what she called you about, but I just, wasn't that nice? All these, her daughters call her, and you expect that, and it's very nice to have a daughter like Diane's our daughter, and there's just something special about a daughter, but then that friend is in a different category, and they just call in and say, hi, how are you, or they have a problem. I've noticed by overhearing, many of them have burdens on their hearts, and they just want to hear Diane's voice. And sometimes, though, friends disappoint us. And I have something written down here. That settles it. I'm not making any more friends. So I'm sure you have that situation.
I have had that as well, yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, what I realize now is they were never really friends.
Right. They were fair-weather friends.
Mm-hmm.
I've written something here a long time ago. I wrote it. What is a friend? A friend is someone who does not wither when I whine, who does not turn away from my grief or spurn my inappropriate responses when tired or dull or even unkind. A friend cries caution when I should be warned. She stalks my wanderings and brings me back to home base. She listens intently and discreetly to my ravings and laughs at my humor, no matter how corny. She wipes my tears from hurt, real or imagined. She is gentle and stern and hopeful and warm, tolerant and supportive as well as honest and loyal. In times of need, she is at my side. Her arms support my weak ones. Her voice covers my coughing hesitation. Her smile encourages me across the room. Here, Diane, start reading right there where she rings.
Okay. She rings me on the telephone in times of crisis. She is crushed at my words, but not incapacitated. She washes the sorrow from my heart with her tears of understanding. She comes to me in the dark night, not with flowery words, but with quiet compassion. We reach back into our past and relish the memories of yesteryear, of picnics, of childhood games, of camping trips, of swimming fun, and of sailboat breezes. We remember the birth of our children, of their childhood traumas, of common capers, of training pants, midnight feedings, and hundreds of other mothering crises. We reminisce over our wedding days, our veils, our flowers at the altar, our handsome grooms, and the excitement of our honeymoons. We laugh at the days of learning, the lessons of love, the trials of marriage, the tears of motherhood. We are sober to remember the parting of loved ones, the sudden death of a husband, the agony of separation, the loneliness.
I hadn't seen that for a long time. It was in my file here, and I was touched by my own words. I have another little note here. It says, be friendly, even if it hurts. So here's some other interesting words Diane can read.
Okay. A careless word may kindle strife. A cruel word may wreck a life. A bitter word may hate instill. A brutal word may smite and kill. A gracious word may smooth the way. A joyous word may light the day. A timely word may lessen stress. A loving word may heal and bless.
But now we have to be careful that we don't put all our confidence in friends. Micah 7:5 says, trust ye not in a friend, but put ye confidence not in a guide. Keep the doors of thy mouth from her that lieth in thy bosom. In other words, just be very careful who you yoke up with as a friendship, because you really never know. The only one we really can put 100% trust is in the Lord.
Yes, and that's true. One thing that I know from my own personal life is you can only talk to someone so much, and then really you have to pray and leave it to the Lord.
Good. I'm glad you brought that up. I'm glad you brought that up, because we really only have one rock, and that's Jesus Christ. We really only have one steadfast place in the storm, and that's the Lord Jesus. James 2:23 says, and the scripture was fulfilled which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. Oh, how wonderful to be called a friend of God. It's way beyond our comprehension, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Love is slow to suspect, quick to trust, slow to condemn, quick to justify, slow to offend, quick to defend, slow to expose, quick to shield, slow to reprimand, quick to forbear, slow to provoke, quick to conciliate, slow to hinder, quick to help, slow to resent, quick to forgive. Think about that.
You have been listening to Just for Women with Yvonne Waite, sponsored by the Bible for Today Baptist Church in Collingswood, New Jersey. We invite you to visit our church Sundays at 10 a.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. If you need more information about our church, our broadcast, or our Savior, please call us toll-free 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Email bft@biblefortoday.org. The organist and pianist is Mr. Dick Carroll. Your announcer has been Dr. D.A. Waite, pastor of the Bible for Today Baptist Church. We invite all you ladies to join us next week, same time, same station, to hear Yvonne Waite and Just for Women.
I'm under God's care. Are you?